Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 59, The Art of Taxes, let's call it. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Wilner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes my updates need context. So if you know me, you're welcome here, but you also don't need to listen if you don't feel like it. This is just for people who are interested. I am not going to hard sell you on this. If you don't know me, you are also welcome to listen, but you might be missing some of the context that is my life. If you're just joining now for the first time, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those will bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20-some-odd years. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole series. It's really not designed to be consumed that way, and you may die of boredom. Quick personal update. It should be no surprise to anyone that I didn't get my taxes in by the deadline last week. The good news is that, as usual, I'm in a refund position, so it doesn't matter. I spent a good chunk of time over the last weeks working on them, and I'm happy to say that they're almost done. Almost done. Maybe an hour more to make sure I've crossed T's and dotted I's, and then dog knows how many hours figuring out how to submit online so I can get that 100,000 yen bonus deductible thingy I've never been able to get in any other year. You may also notice that I'm speaking kind of quietly up close in the mic today. Hammy, my son, was homesick from school all week this week, so I am recording this on Saturday AM before everybody gets up. He's fine. He's fine, by the way, just a cold. But we did go to the doctor yesterday to get him checked out, since it and the accompanying stomach ache seemed to just be lingering or malingering. No, I think malingering is something only a person can do. Which I wouldn't put past him, but I don't think is the case in this case. Anyway, he's been actually pretty healthy and energetic. It just he's had a stomach ache and a runny nose and a horrible sounding cough, juicy old cough for the since Tuesday, basically. It was Monday night. So anyway, as you may have guessed, I haven't done a lot of art this week, but let's get into the updates anyway. Actually, there were more than I thought once I started writing them all out. Okay, YTG stuff. Summer show. We had our seventh meeting. There were only four of us there, so we didn't get too much further than we'd already got. We briefly discussed the trial. Anyway, we're talking about getting that set design soon, so I hope I have more updates about that over the next month, since I am sort of pushing for that to be the central part of rehearsals. I've also, in the last week, I've interviewed two more interns who are now going to be joining us, and one is interested in production management. Unfortunately, she's not going to be there all the way to the show, but I don't know, maybe if she can set up some systems early on, that would be great, to have some level of organization to a YTG show. I mean, as much as you can for the way we work. Nerd Night updates. Nerd Night last Friday went well. I'm going to attach some photos to this post. You can check out the post on the website for those. Those won't show up in the show notes, unfortunately, but there will be a link. We had two great speakers on. One talked about curing cancer, and the other talked about the morality of large language models. They were pretty short talks, but the Q&As were really good. The videos of the talks are available for free to watch on the Nerd Night Tokyo Archive, which is at tokyo.nerdnight, one word, and night is spelled N-I-T-E, .com/archive. The link is in the show notes. All right, photography updates. I'm going in today to shoot video for the current Japan Dance School show. There was a holiday this past Wednesday, so I went in on Wednesday to shoot some stills and figure out where to place cameras. I wasn't successful figuring out where to place cameras. The room was just such a mess from like the preparation that I couldn't clearly see where I'm gonna have space. But I'm then going in today, as I said, and I'll have to figure. I'm going in a bit early. They rehearse. My God, they rehearse like they have rehearsal in the afternoon. The show is about 2 hours. They rehearse in the afternoon until 4 o'clock, and then they let the audience in for the actual show at 4:30. The kids are barely getting an hour's break. I don't know. Not the way I would do it. So somewhere in there, I got to figure out where to do camera placement. The good thing is there's no live stream, So I don't have to worry about like hooking up the cameras to anything. They can just sit out there, and as long as I can get to them to turn them on and off, that'll be great. I'm actually much more worried about recording sound. So yeah, I'll figure something out. I'm also going to shoot more stills today, but probably more tomorrow, because I've got a volunteer coming in to help. So I'll get him to run the video cameras since they're static positions, and I will do more still photography at that point. Anyway, if you want to see stills that I'm going to post a few today, and then a few probably next week, they'll be posted on the website. You can find them at the Art Hub page. Just go to awilner.com and click projects and experiments. Right. Sustainability project. As I mentioned last week, I'm still doing a soft launch and getting feedback. That's going slowly, but that's fine. I was hoping to actually do the hard launch earlier, but I'm still getting feedback. And because of everything going on this week, I have not had time to implement all of that feedback yet. We'll talk about that. We can talk about that later. You can be part of the soft launch if you're listening to this, if you're not already, by going to that projects and experiments page I just mentioned. I'm going to post a lot of stills separately there now, I think, rather than trying to cram them all into these update posts. They will have their own on that projects and experiments page. There's like a sort of like, I can post photos and then it'll sort of like throw them up there on a list under photography. So you can also check out my daily photo that I've been doing since, January, February. You can check out my daily photo there too. Anyway, that's it for this week. I'm going to cut this off before anyone else gets up. So hopefully I have a little bit of time to do the show image and get this posted. Otherwise, this might go out on Sunday. Yikes! All right. Thank you for listening. And we're out.